Russia has strongly condemned the West's reaction to Moscow's veto of a US-led draft resolution against Syria in the UN Security Council. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the West's reaction was indecent and hysterical. On Saturday, Russia and China voted against the second anti-Syrian resolution in the UN Security Council. A group of Latin American and Caribbean nations have reiterated their support for the government of President Bashar al-Assad in Syria. At a summit in Venezuela, the Bolivarian Alliance, or ALBA, condemned the continuing violence in Syria. ALBA also blamed the unrest on foreign interference. In Bahrain, a man has died from inhaling tear gas fired at him and his family. Saudi-backed regime forces fired tear gas into Ali Abdullah's house several days ago. Meanwhile, thousands of people have again taken to the streets across the sheikhdom, calling for the ouster of the king. Fifth day of clashes between police and protesters in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. One person has been killed near the Interior Ministry, raising the latest death toll to 15. Anti-junta protesters have been demanding an immediate power transfer to a civilian government. Mahmoud Abbas has been officially named as the head of an interim Palestinian government. This after main Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah reached an agreement to form a transitional unity government. Abbas and Hamas political bureau chief Khaled Mashal have agreed to hold presidential and legislative elections soon. U.S. President Barack Obama has said Iran does not pose any threats to the U.S. national security. In an interview with NBC, Obama said any military action against Iran will be risky and disruptive for the United States. He added that his number one priority will continue to be the security of Israel. The first day of a four-day aviation strike in France has led to flight cancellations and delays. Pilots, flight attendants and ground staff have walked off the job in protest of a draft law suggested by President Sarkozy's party. It demands a 48-hour notice before aviation workers go on strike. And Occupy London protesters are holding their ground outside St. Paul's Cathedral despite freezing temperatures. Demonstrators have been camping outside the cathedral since October 2011. They're protesting against capitalism, unemployment and social inequality.